Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're spotlighting the music of film composer Cliff Eidelman, a very talented guy who we haven't heard much from over the past few years, but did some really fine work in the 1980s and 1990s. We're going to begin with his big breakout score, written for the sixth Star Trek film, The Undiscovered Country. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music by Cliff Eidelman, written for Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. That one was written in 1991 and really was the one that brought him to prominence for a decade or so. But he had written a few scores before that. Back in 1988, he wrote a wonderful score for a movie called Magdalene. Let's take a listen. That's music from Magdalene, written by Cliff Eidelman. In 1989, Eidelman scored Triumph of the Spirit, the World War II drama starring Willem Dafoe and Edward James Olmos. Let's take a listen to a piece from that score. music from Triumph of the Spirit. Next up, we have something a bit lighter. This is music from the 1991 John Candy comedy Delirious, which also starred Mariel Hemingway, Emma Sams, and Raymond Burr. Enjoy. That's music from Delirious, written by Cliff Eidelman. There were two big Christopher Columbus movies released back in 1992. One of them was Ridley Scott's 1492, Conquest Paradise. That one starred Gerard Depardieu. Less well remembered is Christopher Columbus, The Discovery, which starred George Coroface, Marlon Brando, and Tom Selleck. A pretty big flop. Cliff Eidelman wrote that score, and it's a good one despite the movie's many failures. Let's take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. We're featuring music from composer Christopher Eidelman on the program today. Next up, we move to 1992 and music written for the Steve Martin comedy drama Leap of Faith. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's music from Leap of Faith. Mr. Eidelman had the misfortune of being attached to a number of flops during the 1990s. Another of those was 1993's The Meteor Man, written, directed by, and starring Robert Townsend. Let's take a listen to some of that score.
Thank you.
That's music written for The Meteor Man. In 1997, Eidelman scored the third film in the Free Willy franchise. That one was called Free Willy 3, The Rescue. Let's take a listen. Music from Free Willy 3, The Rescue. A really good score, actually. In 1998, Eidelman scored the drama One True Thing, which starred Meryl Streep, William Hurt, and Renee Zellweger. Let's take a listen to some of that romantic score. Thank you. That's music from One True Thing, written by Cliff Eidelman. Let's move to 2001 now, and music written for a movie starring Natasha Kinski and Scarlett Johansson called An American Rhapsody. Another fine score from Mr. Eidelman, that one written for An American Rhapsody. We're just about out of time on the program today. I hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next time for more music. We're going to close things out with some music from Cliff Eidelman's score for The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Enjoy, have a great week, and I'll be back at you later. Thank you.
Thank you.